The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Once in a while, a story comes along that reminds you of the things we take for granted.
Daddy loves you.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Grayson Clamp was born profoundly deaf, without an auditory nerve, literally no connection between the ear and the brainstem. His mother couldn't care for him, and he ended up in foster care, in the home of Len and Nicole Clamp of Charlotte, North Carolina, who immediately felt that God had called them to be his parents.
We got Grayson, took him home from the hospital. He belonged. He was ours from I think, day one.
So they adopted him and raised him into the cutest three-year-old you'll ever see, especially when you see him talking with his hands. But they wanted more for him. They wanted to hear his voice, and they wanted him to hear theirs. And now, he can.
Talk to him, Daddy.
Daddy loves you.
Last month, Grayson Clamp became the first child in the United States to receive an auditory brainstem implant. The operation is considered still experimental in children, but Grayson's parents thought it was worth the risk of performing major surgery on a three-year-old. And Dr. Craig Buckman, head and neck surgeon at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is hoping that Grayson's youth might turn out to be an advantage.
We know that children's brains are much more plastic. We thought children would be able to use the information in a better way.
His mother, Nicole, has no illusions.
We don't really know exactly what he hears, if he hears everything we hear. His brain is still trying to organize itself.
But as for whether the operation is successfully sending sound to the brain, the look of complete wonder on Grayson's face.
Grayson.
Hi.
That's you.
Speaks for itself. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.